released on June 4th, 1982. Written by Steven Spielberg and directed by Tobe Hooper. Poltergeist is considered a horror classic.
We've already made arrangements for relocating the cemetery.
As well as one of the most cursed films in horror history.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, come on. I mean, that's sacrilegious, isn't it?
Oh, don't worry about it. After all, it's not ancient tribal burial ground. It's just people.
It was nominated for Best Visual Effects and Best Original Score in the 1982 Academy Awards. But was ultimately beaten by Spielberg's E.T. The film was originally given a R rating, but after producers were contesting the rating, they ultimately ended up with a PG rating.
We've done it before.
When?
In 76. Right down there.
When the clown is seen strangling Robbie in the film, the animatronic malfunctioned, so when you hear Robbie's screams, it took staff a minute to actually realize that his screams of terror were actually genuine.
Your children! Listen! What sort of film is that? I've got to get them! Come on!
The iconic chair rearrangement scene was done in one take. The film started as a sequel to Spielberg's Close Encounters of the Third Kind, but ended up having its own story and developed into its own film.
Questa Verde?
All 300 acres, and let me tell you, it was quite a deal.
No, but I never heard anything about it, though.
Well, it's not the sort of thing one goes around advertising on a billboard or on the side of a bus.
Some believe that the film is cursed due to the existing rumor that real skeletons were used during production. Drew Barrymore first auditioned for the part, but Spielberg felt she was not right for the part. The Cuesta Verde community in which the family live in the film was loosely based on the neighborhood Spielberg grew up in as a child.
What are you worried about? Friends and relatives can visit their loved ones in Broxton Memorial Park. It's only 5 minutes further, for Christ's sake.
Oh yeah, well, 5 minutes, you know, that's no great hardship. I suppose I'd be okay.
Okay with who?
Whomever might complain.
Nobody's complained until now.
Stephen King was originally asked to write the script with Steven Spielberg, but his publisher asked for too much money. Poltergeist, whether it's cursed or not, is a fun ride, and I encourage everybody to watch it.
You son of a bitch, you moved the cemetery, but you left the bodies, didn't you? You son of a bitch, you left the bodies and you only moved the headstones! You only moved the headstones!